was between you and I, for you and I, right on through. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of you. The president of the group, the guy who introduced me. This was just standard dialect. Well, let's see, this would be for him and...
For him and me?
If, is that thing? Yeah. You know, that's an amazing device, the way that one reel moves slowly and the other fast, and then it changes. And you know, if you're tired and you watch that thing, it'll get you.
Oh, I don't know how they compensate for those, so they keep
a constant right in here. But how they get the drive on this, I don't know.
It's got to be a uniform speed all the way through.
It has to travel through here at 3 3/4 inches per second. If you lock yourself out of the house and get back late some night, knock on the door and Catherine says, "Who is it?" You'd say,
"It's me."
And if everybody says that too, if somebody is your height,
I would probably put something else onto it too.
Who are you expecting?
It's me, damn it, let me in.
If someone is your height, you'd say, "He's as tall as
I am."
If somebody can do an extremely good job of something and you can't do it that well, you'd say, "He can do it better
than me." Here again, it's correct to say, "Better than I."
This isn't normal.
Yeah. What about this neither and neither?
I'm a neither man. I don't think I know any neither people. If somebody says neither, why? I kind of wonder where
there
came from.
There is somebody, you know. Neither and either.
Yes?
Cute.
I think I just pushed that aside. He's picked that up someplace. That's pretty alien. That's dangerous stuff. It's like this business of aunt. My aunt, your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get that aunt all right, and then you see those little beasts running around, and you might come out with, "Look at the aunts." And that's just as bad as going outside without any pants, without any pots.
Well, which is correct now, envelope or envelope?
Either one, I think. I'm an envelope man. Sometimes I'm an envelope.
Well, up until a couple of years ago, I always used the word envelope. But everybody down at the office always called it an envelope, and I've kind of caught myself joining them, you know.
Sure. You don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. This is the way dialect changes. You get one bunch that does it one way, and somebody else comes in, well, you join them unless you want to be different.
Yeah.
And then on the fringe of that area where the people might be saying, well, if this is... to take a fictitious example, if everybody in Oklahoma City says envelope, and people on the outskirts say envelope, where do you draw the line? Where are the outskirts? Well, quite obviously, they're at the point where the envelope and the envelope stops. But how about these young people who are just growing up? Maybe dad says envelope, but maybe your neighbors over here on this side say envelope. Where are you going to say?
Poor kid's confused, he don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You'll probably try to hit him in between.
Yeah.
Nobody will know what you're talking about.
I remember as a kid in Michigan, the thing you washed your hands in. Well, I had friends who called that a zinc. So I was confused about that. I didn't know if it was sink or zinc. Zinc made pretty good sense. Because after all, some of those were made of metal.
Uh-huh.
So for a while, I used zinc. And you find that in Oklahoma, too.
I
don't have it in my questionnaire. I should have. You won't put the dishes in the zinc. You listen, you'll hear it.
No, I've never.
This is one of those things that's all mixed up. I asked you about staples too. You've probably heard steeples.
Yeah.
That's very common. And